You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So welcome to another hour of prayer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for this space where we can come to you, Lord God. I am Mika, and you are blessed. And here we are exalting the Lord God Almighty together. Amen. This is a time where we come as one, agreeing in spirit, with spirit and truth. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Here we are getting encouraged. Here we are hearing, amen, the word of God, because the faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. So here we are getting faith, amen. We are fueling in faith. Here we are casting our cares. Here we are presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Here we are being transformed. Here our minds are being renewed. Here, hallelujah, reshaya rabasaya, we are exchanging the worry in for worship. Here, I believe we are meeting the Lord God Almighty. We are meeting Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Here, we are worshiping him. Here, we are praising. Here, we are praying. Amen. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Let us go boldly. Scripture says, come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. And here we're obtaining favor. And here we're obtaining the grace that we need. Hallelujah, Reshaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this moment. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this moment. We set our eyes on you. We position ourselves before you right now. We declare that you are Alpha and Omega. We declare that you are the beginning and the end. We declare that you are the first and the last. We declare that you are Reshataya, the great I am. You are Yahweh. Hallelujah. You are Rebasandaya. We declare that you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We declare, somebody say, I declare, we declare that you are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner. Hallelujah. We declare that you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. We declare you are our living water. We declare you are our daily bread. We declare, hallelujah, you are our breath of life. We declare you are the author and finisher of our faith. We declare you are our Jehovah Shalom. You are our Prince of Peace. We declare that you are a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We declare, Reshataya, that you are our everlasting Father. We declare that you are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords. We declare that you are God of gods. We declare, hallelujah, reshaya rabasaya, you are the only living God. We declare that you sit high and look low. We declare, hallelujah, that the heavens is your throne and the earth is your footstool. We declare, Jesus, you are our Lord. We declare, hallelujah, reshaya, you are our help our very present help in the time of trouble. We declare you are our deliverer. We declare you are the great I am. We declare, hallelujah, you are El Roy, the Lord who sees. You are El Elyon, the Most High God. You are, you are, you are, you are. We declare you are. You are our source. We declare you are our way. We declare you are our life. We declare you are our truth. We declare, hallelujah, reshaya rabasitia. We declare, oh God, we declare that you are the love of our life. And so, God, we just come to this moment. We come to this moment. We come to this hour. We come, oh God, to you to say, here we are, oh God. Here we are to worship you. Here we are to hear from you. Here we are, oh God, while we wait on you. Here we are, oh God, fully repentive, oh God. We repent of our sins, oh God. Here we are to say, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, oh God. Here we are to say, Holy Spirit, fill us up. Fill us up, oh God. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are to say yes. Yes to you. Yes to you. Even if that means we have to say no to some things. And no to some people. Hallelujah. Here we are. Here we are, oh God. Ready us for the yes that you have us to proclaim on this day, in this hour, in this time, in this season of our lives. Here we are, oh God. Here we are proclaiming our allegiance to you. Here we are, oh God, cleaving to you and re-cleaving and holding on with dear life. Here we are, oh God. Here we are, Jehovah Ra'ah, our shepherd, needing you to lead us, needing you to tend to us. Needing you to supply, hallelujah, our every need. Needing you, oh God, to make a way out of no way. Needing you, oh God, to order our footsteps. Needing you, oh God, to step in, hallelujah, in front of us and defend us, hallelujah, to handle the things that's happening behind our back, oh God, in our blind spots, oh God. Here we are, oh God, asking you to advocate for us, asking you, hallelujah, to avenge us, asking you, oh God, hallelujah, to speak on our behalf, asking you to fill us with your wisdom, oh God. And we're so grateful that you give generously. We need your wisdom, Heavenly Father. Here we are, oh God, saying we are willing to change. How are you asking us to change? Hallelujah. Declaring, I will change. No matter if it makes me uncomfortable, I will change. No matter if it seems like I'm the one that don't need to change, I will change. Oh God, change. Help us to change the way we think and change our mindset. mindset. Change the way we talk. Change the way we walk. Oh, hallelujah, to conform and be more aligned with you, Christ, and to conform and be more aligned, hallelujah, in one with faith, in one in faith, oh God. Here we are. Here we are, oh God, saying, yes, yes, I will forgive. Yes, yes, I choose. I choose to forgive. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you, oh God. We have a choice, and today I'm choosing to forgive. Today I'm choosing to let go. And help us as we do it, and maybe have to do it again, and 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 keep doing it again. But help us, oh God. Give us the grace, oh God. Have a mercy on us, oh God. Here we are, oh God, saying, favor us, hallelujah, cause your face to shine upon us, hear our humble cry. Here we are, oh God, Leshataya, presenting ourselves, Lord God, for you to do that which is too hard for us, oh God. Here we are. Here we are, oh God, seeking you for clarity and vision and perspective. Here we are, oh God, ready to deal with the plank that's in our own eye, oh God, instead of focusing on the speck that is in somebody else's eye, oh God. Here we are. Ah, here we are, oh God, receiving your forgiveness and forgiving ourselves. Here we are, oh God, to learn how to show ourselves more grace and to learn from you how to love ourselves and to learn from you how to see ourselves the way you see us, oh God, and learn, hallelujah, how to see others from your perspective, oh God. Ah, here we are, oh God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Here we are, oh God, getting positioned and aligned, oh God, to receive from heaven, oh God, your love, oh God, to learn how to love from a heavenly place, hallelujah, in a holy place, hallelujah, and not out of the hurt place, oh God, and not out of the resha yabasaya, the hellish place, Lord God. Ooh, and not out of the hateful place, Lord God. Ah, Jesus, 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 here we are. Here we are, oh God. Here we are to eat from the fruits of the Spirit that we may be healthy and even like pungy. Amen. Where it's like you push on us and it's like, it's just hydrated with peace and hydrated with patience, and we're hydrated with love, and we're hydrated with goodness, and we're hydrated, hallelujah, with your faithfulness, and we're hydrated with a temperance, with self-control. Here we are, oh God. Here we are, oh God, to be transformed from the world, oh God. Here we are, oh God, to hear from you, oh God, in the midst of, hallelujah, all the noise, oh God, the noise from the news and the noise from the doctors and the noise from people, hallelujah, and the noise from family and the noise from strife and the noise from lack and the noise from hurt and the noise from regret. regret, and the noise from bitterness. Ooh, Rishaya, in the noise from rejection, in the noise from abandonment, in the noise from pride, in the noise, hallelujah, from seeking worldly things, in the noise from seeking fleshly things, and the noise from being so focused on gain and success and elevation that we're leaving you out. Here we are, oh God. Ah, yes, Lord. Here we are to get in alignment. And if we already doing it, to realign. Come on, somebody. We don't go to a chiropractor or a masseuse or a doctor for the checkups. We don't go just one time and then that's it. We keep going and we keep coming and we keep coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Setting ourselves on a path for health. Hallelujah. 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 I feel like to somebody, God is saying, go get your checkup and go get it tended to. Amen. Go tend to yourself a little bit. Oh, spend some time loving on yourself. That's a very specific thing for a very specific person. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for creating a thirst for you, a hunger for you, an appetite for you. Here we are, oh God. Here we are, oh God. Increase our desire for you. Here we are, oh God, asking you to expose any areas of our life where we have allowed people to be over you, and allow things to be more important than you, and allow the desire of to be more important than you, and even problems setting it over you. Here we are, oh God, to set you as number one. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As numero uno, and to reset you. Amen. And to put you on repeat in our life. We need your words to be on repeat in our minds. What thoughts is it time to take captive and bring into the obedience of Christ Jesus? What thoughts, ways of thinking, even influences from the world or the enemy has creeped in, is on play and is turned up, that we need to reject and spew out, or Lord, you surgically remove, spiritually remove. Examine us today, O God. I'm reminded, like when we go to the doctor, we go to the dentist, first thing is examine us, oh God, as we are in this place. Examine our hearts, oh God. Examine our souls, oh God. Examine our minds, oh God. Examine the temperature and the degree of our relationship with you, oh God. So we can fall more in love with you, oh God. You are very real, very real, very real. Help us to grasp that and get that, and realize how much you want to be a part of our daily lives. How much you want to be a part and involved in them things that are seemingly meaningless. How much you want to be a part of our drive to and fro. How much you want to be a part of our sitting down and watching television. How much you want to be a part of even what we're going to put on and what we're going to wear. How much you want to be involved. Oh, God wants to be involved with every aspect of our lives. Big and small. Important and unimportant. Meaningless and meaningful. God wants to be involved. God wants to be involved. God wants us to create space, hallelujah, that we may see his miracle working power, his mountain moving power. Thank you, oh God, for moving mightily on our behalf. Even right now, you're moving on our behalf. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the invitation of more of you. The invitation of more quality time with you. God wants to increase the quality of our life, you guys. God wants to increase the quality of our vision. God wants to increase the quality of our hearing him. God wants to increase the quality of our relationships. God wants to increase the, come on somebody, the quality of our health. God wants to increase the quality, hallelujah, of our believing. God wants to increase the quality of our faith. God wants to increase the quality of our finances. Come on, somebody. That's for somebody. God wants to increase the quality of our prosperity. And I'm not just speaking of financial prosperity, but emotional prosperity and relational prosperity and soul prosperity and mental prosperity and spiritual prosperity. God, wants to increase the quality of our hope. God wants to increase the quality of our smile. God wants to increase the quality of our joy. God wants to increase the quality of our laughter. God wants to increase the quality of our peace. God wants to increase, hallelujah, the quality of our love. God wants to increase the quality of our friendships. God wants to increase. Ah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Increase us, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless us indeed, the prayer of Jabez. Bless us indeed and enlarge our territories, oh God. We make space in our lives, Lord God, for you to step in, oh God, and for you, oh God, to show out as we submit and surrender. God wants to increase the quality of our submission. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hallelujah. And if any of us, amen, have been abused by that word, oh God, God wants to increase the quality of that place. Give us put certain words and narratives through his filtration system. God wants to do a new thing with us this day. God wants to step in and, hallelujah. And I just want, I don't say it like he wants to and is not going to do it, but a wanting to that he is doing it. That he is doing it. Stepping into that place
of grief and stepping into that place of mourning, hallelujah, and increasing the quality of our comfort in comforting us. Oh, God wants to step into those places of abandonment and rejection and abuse. Oh, hallelujah. And insecurities. Oh, hallelujah. And distorted thinkings, or even distorted, whatever is distorted, God wants to step into those places and increase the quality of it, and let the finger of God touch in those areas that bringeth forth healing, and that bringeth forth renewal, and that bringeth forth peace, and that bringeth forth hallelujah, something that we thought and said is impossible. Oh, thank you, oh God. Thank you for your consuming fire. Thank you for your living word that is powerful and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Even to the dividing and the piercing and of soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It being a discerner of the intentions and the thoughts of our heart. Thank you, Lord. Soften those callous places, those hard places in us that are supposed to be, or that you intend to be soft and supple. Here we are, oh God. Here we are, oh God, needing you to provide and open a door, oh God, where we are stuck. Hallelujah. Give us your favor, Heavenly Father, as we favor you in our life, as we favor you over our family, even over our children, over our husband or our wife, as we favor you over our job, over our schooling, over our careers, over the pursuits of our careers, the desire of our careers. I am reminded right now, hallelujah, of scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm looking at it right now. Look at the holy, 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 Holy Spirit is with us. But seek ye.
Yes. Hallelujah. Listen, we had a little hiccup, but God is good. Amen. God is on the throne. Amen. And listen to what the Holy Spirit, I believe, wants us to read and digest and chew on. Well, I guess you got to chew on before you digest. Amen. Hallelujah. Scripture says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, where all things are possible, the kingdom of God, where we see in Jesus's ministry, we see the kingdom of God. In fact, Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is now. I pray that we start living now, heaven on earth. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to experience heaven. As we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. all these things shall be added unto us, things that we are unaware of, things that maybe we think can never happen to us or for us. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Jesus sought the kingdom of God, and we saw God's resurrecting power on earth, and we saw people, we read it, people being delivered, and we read a blind being able to see, the captive set free. The kingdom of God is at hand now. Where we read Jesus healing all sicknesses. He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. We read of sinners, amen, publicans, those living wayward, coming and following Jesus, forsaking all and following Jesus. But seek ye first, not second, not third, not after my long day, not after all my important meetings, not after my seeking a job, because I really need a job, amen, and faith without works is dead. Come on, somebody, hallelujah, this is true. Faith without works is dead. But what if our Father who art in heaven is saying the working of your faith that I need you to do right now is seeking me? I'm the source of your employment. I'm the source of your success. I'm the source, I feel God saying. I'm the source. I'm your physician. I'm your therapist. I'm, yes, hallelujah, your way maker. I'm your financial advisor. I'm your publicist. I'm your manager. I'm your CEO. I'm your supervisor. I'm your friend. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and not your husband. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and not your wife. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I even feel the Holy Spirit. Seek ye first the kingdom of God regarding your children. Seek ye first the kingdom of God regarding the diagnosis. Seek ye first the kingdom of God regarding the condition and the situation and the circumstance. And if some of us have been seeking, then we continue to seek. We increase our seeking. God, we want to increase. Let today be a day that we decide to increase, go to another level, go deeper in our seeking you, Heavenly Father. Here I am to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you're our God. Thank you, oh God, we're seeking you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Even to introducing us to what seeking you looks like in this season. For some of us, hallelujah, it could be in a still place, in a quiet place, in a shh. Can we do a shh right now? That's subversive to being on a talk radio. Amen. Supposed to be talking and we shushing. I'm shushing. I'm shushing. I'm shushing. May we have the wisdom to know when to shush. Even when we feel like we need to say something. I'm shushing. Let us shush. I'm a shush right now. Because my faith says that this hour is an hour of the Holy Spirit speaking to us. So I'm going to take, come on somebody, I'm going to take 15 seconds. I'm going to put it on my little timer. Amen. I'm going to take 15 seconds and shush. Hallelujah. And you know what? In that amen, hallelujah, in that quick 15 seconds of shushing, I heard the Lord say, surrender. He made me aware of the position that I was in, and it's that of surrender. Let us surrender. What do we need to surrender? Who do we need to surrender? Let us surrender and trust me. That's what I hear. Surrender and trust me. Surrender and trust God. Surrender and trust me. I have to say it the way I'm hearing it. Surrender and trust me, for I am dependable and I am reliable and I am guaranteed, saith the Lord. And as we are even coming to a winding down, amen, in this hour of prayer, hallelujah, but not stopping our time of prayer as we go forth in the week. But as we are winding down in this, I almost feel like for some of us, our prescription, our faith instruction for the next week until we meet again is surrender. Surrender and trust me. In the surrendering, there's some things that there's a letting go. Surrender. In the surrendering, there's a submission that happens. There's a submitting that happens. In the surrender, there's a humility that is required that we have to step into. In the surrendering, there's a trusting that happens and that is needed. We need to trust. I need to trust him in order to surrender. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the surrendering, it's us setting our eyes on God. Let in this week, we surrender. Our surrendering is us seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all the things overtaking us. And all the blessings overtaking us. And the blessing of the Lord that maketh us rich and addeth no sorrow, sitting heavy on us. God, as we surrender and allow and submit to you, introducing us to what it means and what does it look like for us to surrender. I hear the Lord saying that, like, he'll teach us as we get shush, as we shush, as we shush, shh. Listen. That's wisdom. For some of us, wisdom is shh. Ugh, shh. Shh. We shh. Let God speak. Shh. even in our actions, in our movement, in our activity, shh, and let God act and let God move. Shh, from the complaining. Shh, from the criticizing. Shh, from all the details of. Shh, from trying to figure it out. Shh, from even trying to help and do that. And this may sound crazy. This is why we need the Holy Spirit. Shh, even from us doing all the things, the godly things that we're supposed to do. Shh. For some of us, God saying, shh, is the godly thing I want you to do. Shh. From the recall of the past. Shh. From the living in the past. So much more that as we surrender, God is going to reveal to us. I know God is going to reveal. The Holy Spirit will reveal what it looks like to surrender in this week. May we follow the instructions. May we trust you as you direct our path. God, I thank you that as we are in and as your children and your people, your sons and daughters, as we are in a place of surrendering to you, I thank you that you're supplying every need according to your riches and glory. I thank you that you're making ways out of no way. I thank you that you're helping and stepping into them very specific situations and tending to and answering those very specific requests that I don't have to know them to say them because you know them. He knows. He's received your prayer. He's received your request. He's received the supplication. He's received. And we thank you for granting according to your will. We thank you for the doors that you're opening that I can see people have been knocking. We thank you. We thank you for the healing, your healing grace. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for rebuking the winds and rebuking the storms and rebuking the strife and rebuking the stress. We thank you for relief. We thank you for respite. We thank you, oh God, for moving the mountains and even the faith, activating the faith and helping us to learn how to activate the faith within for us to move the mountain. We thank you. We thank you for drawing us closer to you. And as we draw near to you, you're drawing near to us. We thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. The blood of Jesus covers you. The blood of Jesus covers us. The blood of Jesus covers, thank you, Jesus, our prayer. The blood of Jesus covers, hallelujah, LA Talk Radio. The blood of Jesus over you, your family, your children, your loved ones, your spouses. I plead the blood of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. The blood of Jesus over this week. Lord, we cancel the works of Satan. All the plots, plans, ploys, and schemes. We render it null and void in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. I see you next week. Hallelujah. Same time, same place. Amen. Same people and more people so we can exalt God Almighty in Jesus' name. Shalom. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.